are your prayers tonight that the Spirit of the Lord would meet with us, and I concur with what Brother James said. I also am desperate for the presence of the Holy Spirit. We come together like this, like Brother Philip said, it's all of us opening up our heart to the Lord and allowing God to work individually in our life. And that's my desire tonight. Burden the Lord has put on my heart is entitled Because of Love. I'd like us to turn over to Jeremiah chapter 31, begin reading with verse 3. It says, "The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee." Tonight, we are all in different places in our journey with the Lord. There may be some here tonight that do not know the Lord. There may be some that have been saved a long time, and there may be some that just aren't sure right where they're at today. But I want you to know, according to the Scripture and to the experience and according to the Spirit of the Lord, that wherever you are tonight, I want you to know that God loves you. And none of us have done anything to deserve God's love. Sometimes we get in our minds that if we're good enough, God will love us a little bit more. Or if we do things just right, we never stumble, we never falter, and if we can just be just so and meet God's expectations just right, that we can win His love. But tonight, God loves all of us, and there is something about love that some people say love is blind. You know, love is not blind. But love still loves in spite of faults and shortcomings and problems. There are things that love does. I think about when my family gets together. And we don't have to worry about what we're going to go home our separate places thinking about each other. Have you ever been in a group of people and you go home thinking, what are they thinking now? Or I wonder if I said that just right. I wonder what they're going to be thinking about that. But you know, when you're with people that you love, you can relax. And you can be yourself and you don't have to be afraid of what they're going to go home and think about you. That's what true love does. God has a love for you tonight. Brother James touched on it. We cannot even fathom the depth of the love that God has for us. And I know we all have different personalities tonight. We have different struggles. We have different weaknesses and things that we face in life. But in spite of it all, the Lord loves us. And that is something that there are people's relationships with people change. I think about in my past people that I've had a relationship with and I valued it. But through time and distance and circumstances and unfortunately sometimes difficulties, those relationships change. But there is something that we can be assured of tonight, wherever we are in our relationship with God, and that is that God still loves us. It doesn't matter what we've done. It doesn't matter where we've been. The Lord loves us. And He cares about us. And when we struggle, God cares. And I imagine that all of us have been in situations before that you opened yourself up just a little bit with someone. You became a little bit vulnerable. And you walked away thinking, I don't think they got it. I don't think they really understand what I'm going through. And there may have been times you've done that with people and you weren't even sure how much they really cared about it. Do you know that God really cares? The things that you might not be free to share in this congregation tonight, God is interested in those things that you're facing. And I would tonight, as we look into the Word of God, that we would experience the love that God has for us. He said, "The Lord hath appeared of old, saying, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and it is with loving kindness that I have drawn you." Folks, the Lord has a desire to draw us to Himself tonight. But the God that we serve, as some people paint Him, they say He is a God of judgment. And He had His sword raised up, ready to cut you off at any problem or any time that you falter or fall short of His grace. He's just ready to cut you off. Folks, there is going to come a time that we are going to stand before a God who is a judge. But tonight, God is drawing us with His loving kindness, and He's wanting to woo us to Himself because He cares for us. And there is nothing more important to the Lord tonight than to have a connection with you. A connection. Scripture says over in Romans 5, you're familiar with it. Verse 8, but God commendeth His love toward us. That what? While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And it goes on in verse 10 to say, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Folks, we were and still are tonight undeserving of the love that God has for us. But it was when we were in the most wretched condition, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And hence the scripture says, for God so loved that He what? That He gave. He loved us so much that He gave the thing that was the most precious to Himself, and He did it because of you. And He did it because of me. Folks, this starts getting personal tonight. I'll just confess, I am tired of religion. I am tired of man's religion. I am tired of a form. The Lord is looking for a connection tonight with us. And coming to service is not going to connect us with God, if that's all it is. It is about making a decision and experiencing the gift that God gave to us, that He loved me like I was. And He said, I still love you, Michael. I'm going to send my Son to die for you, to enable you to rise above yourself, to enable you to overcome the things that caused you grief and guilt, the things that you could not break in your own life. I'm going to give my Son, and it's because I love you. And why would we think tonight that when we are struggling in our experience that God's love is any less? He gave us His Son. How much more is He not going to see us through the battles that we face tonight? The purpose of creation was because God wanted to have a connection. He wanted to have a relationship. It's the very reason God created us. You see, God had the angels, did He not? And what are angels? They're messengers, but please don't take offense at what I'm going to say. But in a sense, angels are robots. God tells, they do. They don't have a choice. They don't have free will. They were agents of God. They are messengers of God to do His bidding. But the Lord wanted something more than that. He wanted someone that He was able to connect with them, a return relationship of mutual choice. And that's why He created Adam and Eve. That's why He created us tonight. And relationships, as you well know, in life, they don't just happen. Relationships take work, don't they? They take time. It takes sacrifice. It takes effort. In the relationship that God had with Adam and Eve when He communed with them in the garden, He walked with them. They were one. But because they chose to give their devotion to something else rather than to God, the relationship was broken. But God's love was so great that His love pursued. God did not leave us in a state of a broken connection. And that's the reason Jesus came. It's the reason, again, for God so loved that He gave. It was because He cared enough to send His Son. And I would tonight that all of us recognize that everything that God does in your life, every action in all the work that God does is motivated because of love. You know, sometimes if we're not careful, we can begin, it almost starts to feel sometimes that maybe God's working against us. You know, God's not trying to make your life difficult tonight. God's not trying to make your life difficult. The Lord's not trying to place things on your life that you are incapable of doing just to see how far He can push you until you break. Every work that God does in our life is motivated because of His love. It's because He wants to have a closer connection with us. It's because He wants to have communion with us. Can we rest in that love tonight? You know, when you really know that someone loves you, you can relax, can't you? You can relax. You be yourself. This is who I am. Can you relax in the love of God tonight? You know, you're not going to ever be able to be at peace until you can rest and accept that God loves me. And maybe you have not ever struggled with that, but I don't want to share with you tonight, there are a lot of people that struggle with accepting the love of God. I'm just not good enough. None of us are tonight. And if you are one of those individuals that struggles with that, I want you to know that there is nothing that we can do tonight to deserve or to earn a greater measure of God's love. It's His love that's reaching out to us tonight. But there's another side of that. You see, what motivates God is His motivation is because of love. But there's a question that I would ask you tonight, and that is, what is motivating your life? You see, I know and I can rest in the fact that God's dealings in my life, even when I don't understand them, even when I don't know why God has allowed things and why God is doing what He's doing, I can rest in knowing that He's doing it because of love. But what is it that's motivating your choices tonight? You see, all of us are being motivated by something. We all have purposes and goals in life. And folks, purposes and goals are not wrong. But there are people, some people are driven. Every decision they make, it's about what's going to gain me more material wealth. Or what's going to gain me another promotion on the job. Every decision they make in life is about what is this going to do for me? What is this going to bring to me? There are people that are driven and motivated by pleasure. There are religions that are based on that. That life is about what brings the greatest pleasure. Whether it's intellectual reasoning or whether it's the pleasure of the flesh. This is what life is about for some people. And their lives are driven by that. If it feels good, do it. Doesn't that sound like what the world is promoting today? Be yourself. If it feels good, just go do it. People are motivated by that. Some people are motivated by peer pressure. You know, when we talk about peer pressure is not always a bad thing. You see, a lot of times when we talk to our children and young people about peer pressure, we're saying be careful about the bad peer pressure. Those that are going to draw you into places that you shouldn't be. But do you know there is something about good peer pressure too? Do you know because we are in this group of people tonight, there's some peer pressure here? And you might be here because of peer pressure tonight. I don't know. What are they going to think if they don't show up? That might have motivated your presence here tonight. I'm glad you're here anyway. But do you know that you will probably go home tonight not having gotten a lot to your soul? We can be motivated among God's people and we can be influenced in good ways. But if we are driven by our choices and our decisions based on how people accept me, I'm never going to be at peace with myself because I'm always going to be wondering, what are they going to think of? And I'm going to be looking around, what are they doing? And I want to try to emulate them. The scripture says it's not wise to compare ourselves among ourselves. Why is that? Because we'll never be at peace. If our lives are being driven by acceptance and peer pressure of other people. I appreciate godly influence. Not preaching against that tonight. But I'm saying if the motivation of our life and we live like we live because of that kind of acceptance, somewhere along the line, it's that force or motivation's not going to be strong enough to keep us in the place the Lord wants us to be. The world says that the chief motivator in everybody's life, it's what the world says, they said the number one motivator is fear. What if fear of not having enough? Fear of not being accepted. Fear is the number one motivate thing that motivates people in the world. Folks, it is something that there is something to be said about giving our heart to God because we don't want to go to hell. And it's all right if it starts there, but folks, if that's all that it is I'm so afraid of hell that I'm going to serve the Lord, somewhere along the line, I'm going to find myself not being motivated enough to withstand the temptations that come my way. There's going to be somewhere that that motivation of fear will not be strong enough. So the question is, why are we living like we're living tonight? You know, there's an answer to that for all of us. Why do we do what we do? It's not good enough tonight to say, well, my church teaches that. I don't buy it from people out in the world, and I have difficulty buying that if it comes from among us too. Is that all right? Why do you do what you do? Well, just because it's easy when you're young. Well, my parents won't let me. You know, that'll only carry you so far because one of these days, children, you're going to be on your own and mom and dad aren't going to be watching. Then why are you going to do what you do? And it's not going to be enough in life to do what we do because, well, I think brother so-and-so used to preach that way. It's not strong enough. It's not for me. I can't accept that as the number one motivator in my life. I want to learn and I want to see where God's blessings have been, but I need something more tonight than what someone said one time. I need something that motivates me, something that's real in my life and in my spirit. So why do you do what you do tonight? There's an answer. All of us might have different answers, but there's a reason why we live like we live. You say, well, I don't go there. Why not? Well, people might unsave me if I do. Not good enough. See, you're being motivated by peer pressure. It's not good enough. Well, I'm afraid. Tonight, the only acceptable motivation to God is because of love. That is why God gave His Son. And that is the only motivation, those things that prompt us and move us to do what we do. The motivation that God will accept is that which is because of love. And tonight, if you are not being motivated because of a love for God, if you have not already, you're going to come to a place in life that you're going to have a crisis. Why am I living like this? Why am I doing this? Is this just about rules? Is this just about regulations? Is this just about commandments tonight of God says thou shalt and thou shalt not? And if I'm good enough, then I'll have peace. Folks, the only thing that brings connection with God is when we are motivated just like He was, and that is because of love. We can be good moral people. We can give to the poor. We can dress modestly. We can come to church and we can pray. We can set aside our time as, oh, I got my 10 minutes out of the way this morning and I can move on to more important things now. I can get on with life, in other words. I've done my duty type thing. We can do those kinds of things and say, well, I've kind of followed the list of things that I should do and not do. Does that bring satisfaction? Does that ever really bring soul peace? Because we have adhered to a list of rules and regulations. It says, now I'm pleasing to God because I've done my moral duty. Following a code of conduct, folks, does not ever fully bring soul peace and satisfaction. It won't do it. The world is vying for our love and our affections tonight. It's getting worse, it's getting greater, but the things of this world are calling for our time, our goals, our purposes, our energy, our efforts, our devotions, and our passions. That's what the world is vying for, folks. And the Lord is saying, I created you
because I loved you. I gave my son because of love, and I'd like to have a connection with you. I'd like to have a relationship with you. So why are we here? Is this just about religion? Is this just about another church? Is this just more about, well, I'm here because this is what my parents did? Folks, we must go beyond that in our life tonight. There is a relationship that God wants you to have, that I do what I do because of love. The Lord loved me, and by the help of God, I don't want my love to be going out to all these other things that are vying for it. But Lord, I give you my love. You know what love is? Love is choice. And you may differ with me, but when someone falls in love, do you know they might just fall out of it too? Love is about a choice. Love is about a decision that I choose. When you get married, I choose this person above everybody else. And when you wake up after your honeymoon is over, and there she still is, or there he still is, and you wonder, oh, I didn't have the same feeling as that first kiss. There wasn't that same expression on our wedding day, and I looked at her and said, oh, this is a new experience. Is your love any less? Do you know tonight that true love grows stronger with time? Love, because love gives and love sacrifices, and it causes a greater unity and a greater togetherness than it did when you first chose to love. So how's our love for God tonight? Is it stronger? Is your relationship tonight stronger than what it was when you first got saved? Love goes beyond emotion tonight. Love is not about just the warm fuzzies. And in love, those are there. The warm fuzzies are there. But do you know, if your marriage is just based on having the warm fuzzies, and if it's not there, well, I don't love her today, your marriage is going to be in trouble. Love is bigger than that. Love means more than emotion. Love is about choice. It's about sacrifice. It's about giving of ourselves. It's about considering the other person. And love is about the connection of spirits. And that's what the Lord is looking for and yearning for tonight. Because of love, that's why we live like we live. True peace and joy comes in choosing the Lord above everything else in our life. And it comes when we do what we do because of love. I have heard often, and God's people have been accused of just following a set of rules. Have you ever heard that? Is it okay to talk about that? You're just following a set of rules. And that's what this group is about, or that's what God's people are about. You're just following a set of rules. And in that observance, you find your salvation. I want to say, in your life, if that's what it's about, you have missed the essence of the gospel message. And I will say, if this is about a set of rules, you have not connected with God. And I believe that people that say that have never experienced a real connection with God like they should. Because we do what we do because of love tonight. It's not about adhering to this and that, and that makes me acceptable to God. But rather, it is because I do those things because of my love. You see, following a list of good things to do, going to service, giving of your means to the Lord, sacrificing for the poor, those things we ought to have done, but not left the other undone. Don't forget the motivator. Don't forget why God created us. It was because of love that Jesus came. And if all I can come back and give to God is a form of godliness where I follow a set of commandments, and that's all I have to offer, I'm going to miss out on the connection with the Spirit of God. Because love is about my spirit connecting with God's Spirit. Lord, there's a oneness. There's a togetherness. And I live like this because I love the Lord. Those that say it's just a set of rules, you know, that's what the Pharisees had. And there are Pharisees in the world, aren't there? And there may be Pharisees sitting in the camp. But that does not take away from the truth of the gospel that God's children live like they do because of love. And if that's not your experience tonight, the Lord is pursuing you. And He wants you to come into a place that you say, Lord, I'm going to open up my heart and I'm going to choose You. And I'm going to love You back. Because you see, that's where the joy and the victory comes in life, folks. This is where peace comes in serving the Lord. People that try to be good enough to please the Lord, they're never at a place of rest. Because they're always struggling. I just need to do a little bit better. I need to be a little, do this just a little bit differently. And maybe I can be good enough for God to love me and give me peace. It's a wrong motivator. Peace is found that, Lord, I want to be able to rest in the love that You have for me. And Lord, I'm going to love You back. And there is such a peace and a joy that comes in that kind of connection. And that's what this is about tonight. This is because of love tonight. You see, love that is unreturned, it's incomplete, isn't it? Have you ever loved someone, tried to show them your love, tried to express it, and you got this? I actually had someone recently, I put my hand out, they wouldn't even shake my hand. Wow. It was, you hear about people saying that, but people really do that. Can you believe that? People really do that. But when you try to love somebody and you try to reach out and you try to give of yourself to someone and they don't want anything to do with it, is that a good relationship? Does that mean that we don't love them like we should? No, it means that it's incomplete because they're not returning the love. Tonight, God loves us. It's because of love that He has sent His Son. It's because of love that He works in our life. But we're never going to experience joy and peace and reconciliation with God until we come back and we return that same love to the Lord. Say, Lord, I love You back. That's where the peace comes from. Let's illustrate it this way. Consider marriage. Would you say that there are rules to marriage? And I'm going to be careful about you sisters. But for the brethren, let's just take a couple of them. A rule: don't forget your anniversary. Don't forget your wife's birthday. Okay, rule number one. And be sure before you go buy your boat, brethren, the rule is be sure that your wife has food. Be sure she has money for groceries. Be sure that she doesn't need shoes when you're going to buy your boat or new computer. Be sure that your wife has some things and don't go off spending money when she's at home sacrificing and giving up things so you can have your big toys. I say that's a rule of marriage. If you want your marriage to be blessed, that's a rule. But I want to tell you something tonight, and there's other things as sisters, I'll let you just make those rules yourself. I'm not going to go there. But do you know tonight we can look at those rules and say, okay, to be a good husband, when dinner is ready, I shouldn't just always put it off and say, well, I'll get there when I get there. She sacrificed, she's made a meal, I need to make an effort to be there on time. I don't want her sacrifice to go and fall to the ground. And so I want to try to be on time. I want to remember my wife's and her birthday and our anniversary. And I need to give my wife flowers and I need to be sure to take some time to give to her just whatever she wants to do. And there's these rules. I'll do that to be a good husband. Do you think if you do those things that that's going to give you a peaceful, fulfilling marriage? If that's all you do? I don't think it will. You see, if you don't do those things, your marriage is going to be in trouble, isn't it? If you don't do those things and follow, if you want to call them rules, if you don't follow them, you're going to have marriage difficulty. But following those rules in and of themselves do not make a fulfilling marriage. A marriage that is blessed is where there is a connection of spirit. It's where there is a oneness that I genuinely care about you. And I'm not doing this because, oh yeah, rule number three was don't forget our anniversary. It was, I want to take you out to dinner, and I bring the flowers to you because I love you and I want to give them to you. It depends on the motivation. Folks, it's the same way with God tonight. There are things that God has asked us to do. There are things the New Testament teaches that we should do and some things we shouldn't do. But if those are just about rules to us, we have missed the essence of what it's all about. It is about connecting, doing these things because we love. Heart connection that's given freely. And that's where you will find passion. It's where you will find zeal. It's where you will find desire. It's where you will find purpose. It does not come because I'm just trying to be so good to follow the list. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You see, there are many marriages tonight that husbands and wives are doing nothing more than just coexisting together. They live in the same house and they're pleasant to each other and they follow a lot of the rules and they're just real good people. But do you know when there's not a connection, what happens in marriages is people start looking to something else to fulfill that something in their spirit. I'm just not being fulfilled. And you know, I can't say my wife's doing anything wrong and I'm not doing anything wrong, but there's just something that's not fulfilled. And what the devil does is bring something along to start filling it. It can be as lawful things like work, hobbies, fishing, good lawful things that I just turn to because I'm not being fulfilled. And I'm following all, I'm doing all the right things. You know we can do that with God too tonight. That's what a form of godliness is. That we're doing a lot of the right things, but we're missing the connection. So tonight, how's your love for the Lord this evening? Are you satisfied? Do you know that when you choose God and enter into this kind of relationship with Him, there's going to be peace that comes? Paul said, "For the love of Christ constraineth me." It's love that keeps me from doing things that I shouldn't. It's because I want to maintain the connection. Think about the marriage vows. Forsaking all others, is that bondage? Say, oh, I have to give up everybody else? Is that bondage? Is that a straitjacket? You say, well, if you really love me, you could just go out and do anything you wanted. But no, in our marriage vows, we said, forsaking all others. It was because this is my life choice. This is my focus. This is my purpose. Can we do less with God tonight? I want to encourage us tonight to choose God because of love. And the reason we do what we do is because of love. See, Jesus said, well, over in John the 14th chapter. John chapter 14, verse 23. Jesus said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but my Father's which sent me. Folks, if we are connected with God tonight because of love, we are going to have a desire to do the things that God has told us to do. But just doing the things He told us does not mean that we love. See, because love is about the connection. It's about a heart choice and a heart decision. It is love that brings obedience tonight. And that's why it's disingenuous for people to say, well, this is just about relationship. If you love the Lord, you can go do anything you want. Nothing matters. Jesus said, if you love me, you're going to keep my words. Just like in marriage, if you love your wife, if you love your husband, there's going to be things you do to keep that love strong, to keep the connection. So you don't do things to interfere, to bring interference in the relationship. We won't take the time to read it tonight, but you know the church of Ephesus. The Spirit said, I know thy works. I know thy patience. You've been doing good things. But he said, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. You see, this is not about rules tonight. If we love God, we're going to keep His commandments. But this is about what's motivating the obedience. It is not enough for us tonight to keep going, living like we're living, because this is where I go to church. This is what mom and dad taught me. And this is, I'm satisfied just to be here. You're going to be unsatisfied somewhere. Somewhere along the line, it's not going to be enough. And you're going to wonder, is this just all a sham? Is there really anything to it? Because I'm not satisfied. And look at all the things that I'm doing. I'm following the list of rules. It's because people miss the essence of what this is about. So tonight, do you still have a fervent love for God? Do you still feel that spiritual passion? Are you connected tonight with God? Do you know that sometimes we have to rekindle love? And sometimes we need to fan the love that we have for God. We need to fan it and rekindle it. And we need to renew our vows to the Lord and say, Lord, it's not that I've walked away from you, but I've seen where I'm just starting to kind of go through a routine and I've lost the motivation. And it seems like the passion, the zeal, and the purpose isn't there anymore. Jude chapter 1, verse 21, he said, keep yourselves in the love of God. Folks, I want to challenge, encourage you tonight, keep yourself in the love of God. This is why Jesus came, and this is what the Lord is looking for in our life. It's because of love. And if you examine your life tonight, what's motivating you? How's your devotion and your fervency for the Lord? Is your love pursuing? Is your love undivided tonight? And if it's not, I would encourage you to come. Because and pray and seek the Lord, because there is satisfaction in a love relationship with the Lord. I choose you, Lord, and this is what brings fulfillment. And folks, when we are fulfilled, we're not going to be going and looking for someone else or something else, something better. Because folks, I believe God has blessed us so much. I'll say as a people here tonight, I believe God has blessed us so much. But let us not lose perspective of what this is all about. It is about love, and God will not accept anything less than that.